USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces. Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The first public hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will include substantial new material that has not been seen publicly, according to aides to the committee. The hearing marks the first time that the committee will share its findings with the public after nearly a year of investigating, with hundreds of witness interviews and thousands of pages of documents received. And there might be a TV show coming in addition.
Aides to the January 6th Commission are leaking to reporters the January 6th Committee's made-for-TV show and what it will feature. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this will be a one-sided attack on President Trump without any true Republican representation.
We know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Health officials continue to investigate a second presumed case of monkeypox that was identified in Los Angeles County. The newest patient was described only as an adult who had recently traveled. The person is showing symptoms but is doing well and isolating away from others, according to the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. According to the CDC, there have been 40 nationally confirmed monkeypox cases. They have stressed the risk of infection in the general population remains low. The U.S. Department of Energy says keep a flashlight handy and maybe an icebox. This is advice they're giving Americans for this summer as power outages loom. Many experts agree that the U.S. grid is not ready for the increased demand for electricity coming with air conditioning units. Parts of the country like the Midwest, California, and Texas are bracing for blackouts, brownouts, and power shortages as temperatures rise. Even the areas that are not so much at risk for power shortages should be precautious for prices increasing. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.